epicenter of China's coronavirus outbreak. To find every infected person suffering most from an epidemic showing signs of waning. New cases fell for a second day, but the death toll continues to rise. More than 2,000 people have now died, and the number of those infected exceeds 75,000. Hundreds of people began disembarking a quarantined cruise ship off Japan's coast today, as the country says nearly 80 more virus cases have been confirmed on the ship after its quarantine ended. VOA's Jim Bertel reports.
About 500 passengers have left the cruise ship Diamond Princess so far at the end of a much criticized two-week quarantine aboard the vessel docked in Japan that failed to stop the spread of the new virus among passengers and crew. The quarantine's flop was underlined as authorities announced many more new cases, bringing the total on the ship to well over 600. Results are still pending for some other passengers and crew among the original 3,700-plus people on board. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Russia's foreign ministry says it will still issue official business, humanitarian, and transit visas to Chinese nationals, clarifying conditions of an entry ban for Chinese citizens recently announced. The Office of the Deputy Prime Minister says the ban was imposed due to the worsening epidemiological situation in China. It goes into effect Thursday at midnight Moscow time. Today, China says it has revoked the press credentials of three reporters for the U.S. newspaper The Wall Street Journal over an opinion column headline the government deems racist. The expulsions come after the Trump administration designated five state-run Chinese news outlets that operate in the United States as foreign missions, requiring them to register their properties and employees in the United States. This is VOA News. The UK unveils immigration overhaul for 2021, and it's focusing on skills.